USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing the formation of an independent counsel to probe the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling the commission slanted and accusing House Democrats of acting in bad faith. President Biden on Wednesday gave his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief. Biden speaking at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A week after hackers shut down a U.S. pipeline, President Biden may be lifting sanctions on a Russian pipeline.
The Biden administration is looking to waive sanctions on the corporate entity and CEO Matthias Warnick, overseeing the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany, according to two unnamed sources that were briefed on the decision. Warnick and President Vladimir Putin are longtime friends, as Warnick is a former East German intelligence officer. The State Department's report heads for Congress Wednesday and will call for four companies and four ships that are supporting the pipeline construction to be put on the sanctions list. However, the State Department report is said to have waived the applications of those sanctions, citing U.S. national interests. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Testimony is underway in the trial of an illegal immigrant who allegedly killed former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbett back in 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new survey is setting light on those that are getting vaccinated.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot, as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy, may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is, in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today, we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code can mean a different life expectancy just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four sailors are suing the U.S. Navy for requiring them to shave their beards. Three of the sailors say they're being denied a faith-based accommodation to have a neatly maintained beard. The fourth says he has a beard for medical reasons and says it is required to shave every 30 days to prove it gives him painful swelling in his face. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.